In the April 2014 Mario Kart 8 Direct, it was announced, for a limited time, purchasing and registering a copy of Mario Kart 8 would grant access to another free game. The promotion had a selection of 4 games, all major retail titles from Nintendo. I chose to get a download code for the Wind Waker HD, but didn't have a router to connect the Wii U to. With Mario Kart being one of Nintendo's most popular franchises, the promotion gave extra incentive to buy a Wii U bundle around launch, or get people interested in buying more games for Club Nintendo. The European promotion had even more options, with one of 10 games to pick from after registering Mario Kart 8. There were even titles offered from developers other than Nintendo.
And there's quite a range to choose from.
Japan, though. Japan didn't have 4 options, nor 10. It had 6. A list of 6 games to pick from, with an entirely different campaign. Instead of getting a free game, early Japanese purchases would grant access to 2 games for 31 days each. Additionally, the selected games would have a 40% off digital discount when purchasing. Physical Japanese copies of Mario Kart 8 would be bundled with a download code for a special software that enabled access to these games, aptly named Mario Kart 8 Campaign Soft. This download code sidesteps the need to register Mario Kart 8 on Club Nintendo and leaves a neat little application behind. Worldwide, to get into any of these promotions, the intent is to purchase Mario Kart 8 and punch in a code between May 29th and July 31st. The European and American ones had a quick turnaround, with a download code being available for a new free game shortly after registration. Nintendo in Japan handled their schedule differently, where the campaign software would sit dormant on the Wii U right up until July 31st. Before that date, the application presents a message to wait for the campaign to start. When the doors closed for new entrants, the fun of the promotion began. The Mario Kart 8 Campaign Software is an application that gives backdoor access to eShop pages. The 6 games found in the campaign software are actually special, free trial versions that are unlisted and can't be found with a normal eShop search. The campaign software links directly to these unlisted pages. The eShop listings for the trial versions have unique banners, user ratings, and an updated description compared to the normal, downloadable version. It's treated as an entirely new listing on the eShop. Internally, the trial games have new title identification numbers. Because of this, the Wii U considers the trial version as an entirely new game, separate from the regular download. The trial versions install into a different folder and create their own save data directory. With a new icon and title, it'd be fairly obvious if an online friend was playing the trial version. Since the trial version has all these changes and seems so different, what about the actual contents of the game? Well, content-wise, it's identical to the regular version. There's nothing to stop a player from making progress or seeing the credits, other than the online access requirement and 31-day timer. This isn't a demo or shorter portion of the game. It's the full thing. In fact, the underlying code is almost exactly the same. As a quirk of the reused code, when a trial version searches for installed downloadable content, it uses the DLC folder of the regular version, even though it has a different title ID. With New Super Mario Bros. U and Pikmin 3, it's possible to purchase additional content from the standard eShop page and have it apply to both versions. Internally, game updates for the trial version are pre-packaged into the application install. This is unique in that updates are normally installed in this separate folder from the base application and are never merged together. Even if a fresh download was started after years of patches, the base game files are always installed separate from the updates. Because of this, there's no way to uninstall updates or revisions for a trial game, since, technically, there's no quote-unquote update that exists for this unique title ID. With the trial versions being nearly identical with nothing new added, it's up to the Wii U operating system to handle the internally dubbed summer campaign. Restrictions from the operating system when launching a game isn't entirely unheard of, with demo software or parental controls, but trial software adds a new option into the mix. Embedded in every Wii U, starting around and going beyond version 5.1.0, there exists a file called trials_list.xml. Despite the campaign only taking place in Japan, the associated files exist in other region Wii U systems. There are even text entries for trial-related dialogue boxes, though they remain blank outside of the Japanese language. Trials_list.xml contains a list identifying all the trial-enabled software, along with their parameters. Despite never being used for other campaigns, the list has customizable variables for the start date, end date, sale percentage, and more. The framework exists to allow for different times or deals, but they remain the exact same for all of these titles. If needed, it would be possible to have a new campaign with more trial software. It could have even happened worldwide. On the trials list, the title ID for both the product version and the trial version are present. This allows the Wii U to identify a relationship between the two versions. Despite the difference in title IDs, the Wii U uses this link to initiate a save data transfer when the product version is launched and trial save data is detected. Since the product game code wasn't updated to import save data, it's up to the operating system to optionally bring things over. Sadly, the transfer appears to be time-gated and only works until November 30th, 2014, which is also when the 40% discount expires. Most of the restrictions on trial software are handled by the Wii U itself rather than the games or the campaign software, though the campaign software has a few quirks of its own. When booting the campaign software, a perceptive ear might notice something. The boot theme is a default one. If a custom boot theme isn't assigned during Wii U game development, this is what plays. The theme appears in a few other applications, such as YouTube, Netflix, and Swapfire, but it's surprising that Nintendo would opt to use it as well. In addition, the boot screen appears to be a default one too. This style of splash screen, with the application icon and a white void, is commonly seen with the download assistant versions of apps, which is a placeholder to prompt a download of an application. It might look like YouTube is installed, but is it really? Sticking with audio, the campaign software has two music tracks, one exciting one for when games are available to download, and a calm one for when they're not. Two tracks are good enough, but the software does something fairly unique that isn't commonly seen in Wii U software. The music is completely sequence-based. Rather than using the popular method of streaming in pre-recorded audio, the Wii U is given instrument sound effects combined with a music sheet and performs the music in real time. Sequenced audio is exceptionally rare on Wii U, as most developers had moved on to creating audio on another computer and exporting the results as a single file stream. Surprisingly, the exciting campaign music would be used again, but this time on another system. To promote the launch of the new Nintendo 3DS, an exclusive sale was made on select eShop titles. Invitations to the sale would be sent exclusively to new 3DS owners via SpotPass within the application titled New 3DS Limited Invitation Sale. Opening it up, it reuses the BGM main theme from the Mario Kart 8 campaign software and retains the sequenced format. The 3DS application features MoFlex video to showcase the games, making the application file size bigger than the Wii U campaign software. This isn't the only promotional application for 3DS, as there was also the Majora's Mask Appreciation Coupon software, which was sent as a download code via email. The software had an exclusive sale on Zelda titles for those who had played Majora's Mask, but it doesn't have any music. The codename, Cupcake, is shared between these two 3DS apps, but not the Wii U one. Mario Kart 8 Campaign Soft is internally known as CanCard, but incidentally has references to Seat Holder, the code name used in Download Assistant software, It feels like Nintendo cut a few corners with the application, though it was a lot more effort than the US and EU campaigns. There's the lack of a custom boot theme, the reused splash screen design, and the rare instance of an application without an e-manual. But what's there to expect from a throwaway piece of software that wants to delete itself after the campaign ends? The Japanese Mario Kart 8 campaign, between the software and operating system updates, feels like a precursor to game trials on Nintendo Switch. Nintendo really wanted this game to succeed, to the point where Mario Kart 8 themed videos were released for setting up a Wii U. It was that desperate. Worldwide, the promotion gave an extra inch of incentive to pick up a Wii U. Mario Kart is a fantastic multiplayer game, but it probably isn't best to buy a system just to play that one game. Oh. Apparently it supports Wii Remote pointers, and Mario Kart 8 does too?